Today I want to talk about remembering the departed dear ones. It is very important in Buddhism, and the Buddha said that a mother's debt is impossible to repay. Same with the father's debt, that they have look after us, you know, and make us what we are today. So we owe a lot of debt to them. And recently I went on a trip to Penang, and it coincided with a custom there where they remember their ancestors called Cheng Bang. And I went along to my relatives, you know, ancestors' graves. So on that day what they do is the early in the morning or during the day they go to the gravestone, and then they clean the weeds, and then they put little papers on them put with stones to mark so that this grave has been visited, you know, and still visiting. And also they would clean the front of the stone, and then they would put fruit and food, you know, with joss stick and, you know, offering, you know. And then after a while they would burn all the little, you know, paper money, etc., you know, thinking that it will benefit them in whichever next life they have. So people ask me to give a talk on that afterwards. So I was going to give a talk about this, why do we, significant of this ceremony, Cheng Bang, but we have invited the Thai monks to chant, and they can't speak English, and they chant until 5 to 12. So we were worried, my goodness, what time they're going to eat, because Buddhist monks has to eat before 12. So there were confusions. And then 5 to 12 they stop and they start going and putting food in the bowl and people offering. So we misunderstood each other because they followed the Thai time, which is 1 hour late. So what we have 12 is 11 for them. And because of that, I wasn't able to give the talk. And then they asked me to have a little talk in one of our relative house. And I promised them that I'll talk about Cheng Bang when I get back to Perth. And this is the opportunity. So Cheng Bang, you know, or remembering our departed dear ones, it is a very good thing to remember them. Why? Buddhism is always to investigate. So we investigate why, isn't it? The question is, do we want to be remembered when we die by our loved ones, by our children, by our friends? The answer normally would be yes, isn't it? We want to be remembered. So it is only fair or noble to remember our parents, our foreparents, isn't it? So it is a very good thing to remember our ancestors. The other factor is, it's with the great gratitude that we should remember them. Why? Because we wouldn't be here today if they have never existed, isn't it? Because they were there, we are here. If they were not there, we wouldn't be here today like we are now. So that is a very big thing. If you think in that way, you can't look down on those old photos that you look at it, isn't it? If you especially come from a convict family, isn't it? Or, anyway, old photos look really funny, isn't it? And then, and also the ape man and the, what's the name there, Stone Age, Iron Age people look filthy and dirty and smelly, and they even look quite attractive now because they were there. We are here. So the gratitude we have, that's how we try and remember them, with gratitude as well. If not for our fathers and mothers, if not for our grandparents and great-great-great-grandparents, No matter how they look good or bad. Some of the photos you may not want to look, but there they are. Because of them, we are here. And that's a very important aspect that, you know, we should remember. So just to remember them and to honor their lives they have lived on this earth is a very important factor and a very significant thing to do. So in a sense, Chenpeng is a very lovely ceremony if you go into the right direction, isn't it? And the question is, when we die, we also want to remember. Another question is, how do you want to be remembered? How do you want to be remembered? Remember with fondness, love, isn't it? Or through anger, bitterness, disappointments, frustrations, isn't it? So this is pointing to the fact that how we want to be remembered is how we should act while we are still alive, towards our children, towards our family, towards our friends and colleagues, towards everyone, how we want to be remembered. You get drunk, you gamble away the money, you beat your wife, you neglect your children, and then you want to be remembered. Sure, they will remember you, but how? Isn't it? So this is very important to cultivate our conducts towards our children, towards our parents, towards our partners. So from this comes a realization that we have to restrain our feelings, emotions in body, speech and mind, isn't it? You have your child, you keep blaming and blaming and blaming. Never point out the good ones. You always point the bad ones. You always jump on the mistakes. You're not doing this, you're not doing that. All the success they have right until now, you don't acknowledge it. How would the child feel? And suddenly you died. How would the child remember you? Isn't it? My goodness. He's tough, she's tough. You know, she never has a heart on me, a gentleness on me. Anger and bitterness, I've seen it. So this is the time for us to review how we treat our children, because they're the one who's going to remember us most. So how we treat our children with loving kindness, forgiveness, you know, instead of concentrating on the negative things, faults, concentrate on the positive things of their achievements, what good they have done, and encouraging them, encouragements, rather than blaming and praising. Encouragement is more important. To be with them when they need you, to be understanding, to be gentle, isn't it? Especially when they are teenagers as well as working now on their own, you know, then you treat them with respect. They have somehow established their life successfully now. They have the qualities of a human being to stand on their own feet. You just don't go and pick on them like that little 6-7-year-old anymore. You have this understanding of letting go. They are their own person now. You may be the parent, but you don't go and take it for granted. As a parent, you keep saying this and that, and you know, with a stern face, your child wouldn't remember you with fondness. They'll remember you with pain in their heart. My dad, my mom, never has kind words for me, never acknowledge all the achievement I have, never see what good I have done. They only saw all the mistakes I've made. The problem is everyone make mistakes, even the parents who's pointing fingers at their children do make mistakes many times, sometimes even worse. So this is clearly understood that, you know, that's not the way to approach, to criticize people's mistakes, but to forgive and to show a better way of living. If you can't show a better way of living, keep the mouth quiet. Don't go and say things to them. They know, you know, young people nowadays are very intelligent. You have sometimes to follow them. What they're doing, the world out there is very tough, yet they survive and they're successful. You have to give respect for that. So, this Cheng Beng, if you want to be remembered, you know, by your, you know, children, be nice to them and they'll remember you with fondness. Every year when you die, when you passed away, they'll come to your graveyard and they will say all nice things to you. If that is what you want, be nice to them now, isn't it? And the other aspect of Cheng Beng is the, you know, they burn all these paper money, you know, 500 millions and that sort of things, you know, so that in the next life they would be able to use those money, you know. Not only that, they burn all those shirts, you know, paper shirts. You can go and buy them. They're not cheap. And they're like real shirts. Beautiful, you know, different patterns and designs and buttons and everything. Not only that, they have shoes, polished, black, like real shoes, but they're paper shoes, you know. So they burn them as well. And then gold bullions, you know, they in little paper gold bullions. Lots of them, they burn them, saying that, thinking that it'll benefit them, their, you know, relatives in the next life. Some of them even, you know, I was told, burn their computers and CD players and videos and motorbikes. And some of them even give them fake passports. aeroplanes, you know. But somebody said that you better give them passport as well because they won't be able to fly. Isn't it? So that part is, they do it because they have to do something. Something so that they, to show that they appreciate their ancestors and that they do something, you know, seriously about it. And it is a tradition. They do it. So this is a way of rituals that in every religion, every organization, communities, people do it. That is okay. But since it is a way of doing things, we can always change it. And isn't it? Like in those days, how do we travel? You either walk, or you ride a horse, or you step on the wagons. That's how we travel, isn't it? Tradition, right? We are traveling. Why don't we travel like that now? Because we have better way of traveling now. Take the bus, take the taxi, drive the car, take the plane, take the train. Isn't it? That's why we don't do it. So this Cheng Beng, why can't we develop like this? Isn't it? Instead of burning these papers and Penang is already polluted, polluting Penang more and more, why we do this? We can do many different ways. Isn't it? For example, you know, instead of you know, burning these things, you know, you go to the restaurants. They are, you know, fish swimming them to be cooked. You know, lobsters there to be cooked. Why don't you buy them life and free them, free a life for your ancestors? That is more beneficial than burning all these papers, isn't it? And no pollution either. A very good meaning. You free a life for your ancestors' life and lives in future lives will be more beneficial, isn't it? Go to orphanages, you know, donate money. Go to old people's home, help some way, you know, donate money or something like that. There are many things you can do. People who don't have anything, you know, disadvantaged people in their community, on Cheng Beng Day, you go and help, isn't it? These are the modern way of doing things that you can do. Do something charitable instead of burning these papers. The same effect, even much more meaningful, that people really benefit out of it. Of course, people will still be burning these things, but people with intelligence who can understand, you know, these are traditions that you can modify it, you can adapt to modern ways. It's better to do that way. go to the monks, isn't it? And the nuns, and then you can offer the requisites there. It's more meaningful. And if you're a Christian, go to the churches or whatever organization you can donate money, you do that. It's more beneficial. And they offer food and, you know, fruit and things like that. That's okay. Because afterwards we all eat it anyway. That's not a waste. That's good. Still go to their graveyard, you know, put fruit and food, offer them food, you know. Put joss sticks and, you know, good, say a little good prayer for them, you know. And then eat together, drink together and come back. And then go to orphanages, go to old people's home. Go and help disadvantaged people. Go and buy fish and free them, you know. Many things you can do. Little birds in the cages. Their nature is to fly in the free sky as far as they can fly, not in the cages. Go and buy them and free them if you can, if they will survive, isn't it? These are the modern day things you can do. So what will happen is on Ching Beng Day, all the restaurants will have, you know, sold all those fishes out. On the fish market, live fish you go and buy, you free them up. Those animals live for another day. All those chicken to be slaughtered, you go and buy them and free them. Another day that they have lived. Another life you have saved for your ancestors, isn't it? So in my opinion, that's a good modification to suit the modern ways rather than polluting this beautiful little island there, Penang. And then sharing the merits with your departed dear ones. So normally people would, you know, when the monks are chanting, they would pour water on a little bowl, you know, to transfer this merit to the departed dear ones. The reason is that while you're pouring this water, your mind is calm and peaceful, concentrated on that. That concentration that goes through to the your ancestors. So it is very